we had a week end of March, and it seems to be that this week hit a lot of people hard. We had a week where every day I got another phone call, or you know, or a couple of phone calls, and I'd look at my phone and I'd see the name of the client and I'd know what it was really about. It was understandable, but a lot of them were just saying, "Hey, our sales are falling off a cliff. We're not sure what's going to go on. Let's pause." Yeah, I'd say we lost about 60% of business in that first couple of weeks. At the end of March, early April, we've replaced it. It is only through being positive, and which makes it sound like some spiritual thing. And it's, I don't mean that. I mean by staying positive in the sense of what more can I be doing? What more can we be doing? Throughout this, I was honest in terms of the amount of money we were losing. Yeah, and the fact that there were 3 months where we were unprofitable, which has never happened in the history of the company. So 5.5 years in, to have 3 months where more is going out than is coming in was worrying. But again, I didn't want to blindside them. I didn't want to be anything other than, I guess, proactive in talking to them direct and not sugarcoating, but also come into it with, here's the plan. And the plan has obviously morphed over time. And here's what we're doing. Here's what here's what you can do. I guess if you spoke to any of my staff, they'd probably say, no, we've known what's happening every step of the way. Basically, if I'm thinking of it, it's in my head, then they're going to know about it sooner or later. I don't want them second guessing, because the second that happens, they they're talking to their partners about, oh god, things aren't great in this way or whatever, and they're guessing. And I'd much sooner they had a decent knowledge of of the business and the position we're in. At the end of the day, it's their lives. They've got mortgages to pay, just like I have. Children, they need to know what what's happening